From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The scramble by Belgium's security agencies following the Brussels terror attack is putting the country's counter-terrorism apparatus under an intense spotlight. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
With an urgent manhunt underway for suspects in the Brussels terror attacks, pressure on Belgium reached a new high. The country's interior minister offering to resign. Criticism has come in from all over. Some U.S. officials have also been critical. But what has them especially worried is that shortfalls in Belgium and other European countries are not new, many of them dating back to the terror attacks in Madrid and London in 2004 and 2005. There is hope a new European counterterrorism center will help. Still, many current and former counterterror officials say a wake-up call is long overdue. Jeff Selden, Washington.
In a related story, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday to offer U.S. support in Belgium's investigation and future counterterrorism efforts and to deliver condolences and express solidarity after Tuesday's terror attacks.
You showed your solidarity with us, with the victims in New York and Washington and Pennsylvania. And then voices all across Europe declared, "Je suis américain." So now we declare, "Je suis bruxellois." Ich bin Brüssel.
In French and then in Flemish, Kerry declared, "We are Brussels." An army general in the Republic of Congo is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. This following a referendum last October that removed age and term limits that would have prevented him from seeking re-election. This is VOA.